Hello, hello. This is Yuri with Let's Talk Moving and Moving Sales Professionals, the Let's Talk Moving podcast. With me today, I have Nasreen Masri, the CEO and founder of Movers Dispatch Board, a load platform for movers and brokers. With over 20 years in the moving industry, Nasreen believes that her product is of essence to the future of interlining and brokering of household move boards. How are you doing today?
Hi, Yuri. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you very much
Glad
for
to be
joining
an
us.
honored. Yep, I'm honored to be here today.
Cool. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, Nasreen, what has brought you into the moving industry? How did you get here?
So it's been a long 20 plus years. My experience prior to getting into household goods started in third-party logistics. I worked for a big 3PL out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mostly my background was in sales. Prior to the moving industry, and it was in trucking, obviously. And I transitioned into the moving company through my partner who wanted to start a moving company. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do all the sales. I'm going to start, I'm going to get the sales team going. And that's how I got into the moving industry is by my sales experience.
Awesome. Okay. So what did you develop and how did you get into the load board business?
All right, so this is a long product coming. Being in the moving industry for quite a while, I always saw a need for finding good, reputable carriers to transport because the company I work for, we did a lot of interlining of loads. So what that is, if some companies do interline and some don't, but how that would work is we'd pick up loads, bring them to our warehouse, and then from there we would interline with a third party to get the delivery portion of these loads done if we weren't going to run a full truck. So it was always really difficult at times. Sometimes we'd get stuck with a shipment. Maybe it was something going to North Dakota, South Dakota, Washington State. Maybe the job was too small. Or maybe it was only like 200 cubic feet. You're not going to run a truck, a straight truck or a semi for such a small job. It just doesn't make sense. So there was always a need. I felt like a good networking platform where you could find good carriers. There's some old traditional methods that are used and they still work. But I wanted to develop something that was a little bit more organized where you could have a professional load board where it was connecting thousands of companies across the country. It wasn't limited just to certain groups. And it would open up the door to a lot of mom and pop moving companies who didn't have the experience or know-how. Maybe they want to get into interstate moving, but didn't really have the connections or know how to reach, for example, companies if they're a Florida-based company and they don't know how to reach people in, Oregon. So this would give them the opportunity to do that on a national level, as well as if they wanted to broker loads, or if they wanted to let, people know that they had a truck in a certain area with empty cubes. So it was, posted on a national board versus just, a Facebook group or a WhatsApp group. But more of an organized form and fashion. So that's kind of the idea of how I thought about Movers Dispatch Board. Besides that, I was kind of always like a little techie nerd. So I've always liked technology. I'm always using technology to enhance business and on a day-to-day level. So I've always wanted to kind of get into software and kind of steer away a little bit from the moving industry that I've been in for so long, but not really completely get out of it because that was what my experience was in. So I decided that I was going to go through with this. And a couple of years ago, I started kind of putting it all to pen and paper of how it would function, and what the features would be. And then I started slowly, obviously I onboarded my developers, and that took a good, I would say, 6 months before I had a was able to put a really good development team that I believed in would do the right job for me, and put that together. And then in February of this year, we launched for, in 2023. So we launched Movers Dispatch Board, and I've gotten pretty good feedback from a lot of moving companies. A lot of people have been very interested, love the idea, but with any startup, it's always hard. So there's always challenges and.
Does your company need more creative marketing and ad campaigns to improve traffic and organic leads? Well, Moving Sales Professionals has a solution for you. We have partnered with social media marketing agency that has over 300 million views on their ads and videos across social media. And they have generated over $35 million for their clients over the last 10 years alone. Their services include content creation, social media ads, pay-per-click campaigns, website and funnel development, Google ads, email marketing campaigns, lead generation, and much, much more. For a limited time only, they have discounted rates for their services. Sign up for a free consultation call with us via our Calendly link on our website or below this video.
Sure. And I mean, obviously, you have to deal with the situation where, and I know this having worked with brokers. I mean, most of my clients are moving companies, but I have worked with a couple of brokers, some good experience, some not so good. But the main problem that, well, anybody has, whether you're a broker or a moving company, is when you're giving a load to somebody, first of all, you want to make sure that that load is handled the way that you would handle it. So you want to make sure that there's no extra charges on delivery by either a company that picked it up, or that there's nothing crazy that's going on that shouldn't. Like the customer doesn't get charged for shuttle when there isn't one, or there shouldn't be one. The customer doesn't get charged for, you know, lawn carry when there shouldn't be one. The customer shouldn't be charged for, because you're given something, you already know it's X amount of cubic feet. You take care of that on a B2B level. You know it's 500 cubes. It gets loaded. It's 500 cubes, or maybe it's 550, or maybe it's 450. You know, whatever the case is, you know, you settle it right there and then when it's being loaded, and you want to make sure that there's not something that your customer doesn't get hit with something additional that they shouldn't be getting hit with. And that's a problem, because for brokers, for example, this is what happens, right? So you have all these moving companies across the country that want to work with a broker, that want to pick up some loads. So especially when the lean times, when it's slow, maybe the lead quality is bad, and they want to make sure that they still fill their calendar, that there's still shipping happening across all the states or wherever they're going, right? So the problem is they pick up a company for first load, two, three, four. Everything seems to be going great. There's great relationship. There's great communication. And then at some point, a company decides, well, I've been good long enough. Now I want to make my money, right? So suddenly all these extra charges start appearing. For brokers, especially since they don't do the pickup either. With carriers, with moving companies, it's a little easier in that regard, because you already know what the cubic footage is, or weight, or whatever. So whenever you're giving that job away, you got that settled. So you know that the cubic footage at that point is not going to implode. The only place that you may get charged would be additional things like, you know, shuttle or lawn carry or stairs or any kind of tight corners or something like that, right? With broker, it's more difficult than that, because broker is not picking up the job. So whenever the companies basically start going rogue, all of a sudden, you know, 800 cubic feet becomes 1200 cubic feet, 500 becomes 1000, and the extra charges on the delivery also, because frankly, there's a lot of moving companies out there. I don't work with any of them, because to me, it's very, very, very specific. I don't want to deal with anyone that does this type of stuff, but there are companies out there where their honest thinking is that, okay, if I'm going to pick up a job from a broker, I'm going to blow this thing up. I need to make double or triple what I paid the broker for this job, right? So you want to get to a point where, you know, that does not happen, because at the end of the day, you want to do honest work. And I think that it is about keeping it honest, because at the end of the day, especially during the slow season when everybody's hurting, last thing you know you want to be in is that position where you're getting blown up, because your reputation at that point on the line.
Absolutely.
And now for a word from our sponsors. If you're a moving business owner, you may have already heard of Moversville, an email marketing service that helps moving companies increase repeat and referral business. But have you heard of Moversville Connect? Moversville Connect is an incredible resource for all things moving. They feature an array of vendors and services that cater specifically to the moving industry. You can find companies that provide moving software, moving sales services, marketing services, moving equipment providers, and much, much more.
Visit moversville.com today to learn more.
I mean, with any industry, there's always obviously good and bad. I've been in the industry long enough to know, and you know, there's good and bad. So I've worked with good brokers before. I've worked with some horrible brokers that I don't want any of these jobs because they've undersold, overpromised, and you know, things that can't even really be delivered, where you know, list of items was inaccurate or whatever. Or I've seen, you know, I've seen quotes that, okay, this is going to Manhattan. I already know there's a shuttle required in Manhattan. Why wouldn't you tell the
Miami
client that, you know, a 500 Miami Beach, San Francisco, a lot of downtowns, Chicago. I mean, there's so many places you already know as being in the industry, automatic shuttle. Why would you not tell a client about that and send it over? So there's good and bad. And with Movers Dispatch Board specifically, we're looking to keep reputable people on. That's going to be our biggest thing. And we've had a lot of, I've had a lot of my clients. I personally call everyone who's signed up. I personally call them. I reach out, kind of fill them out, see who they are, what they're about. The biggest concern, I promise, is the biggest concern on the moving companies who I've spoken with. Their biggest thing is, hey, we don't want a headache. We don't want carriers on there that are going to, you know, blow up the charges, charge for things. We want to make sure that they do a good job. That's a lot of people's concern in the industry. You know, there are some bad ones. Obviously, we won't be able to, you know who they are right off the top of the head. But with some research and looking up and saying, okay, how long have you been in business? Were you in business for 2 years, 3 years? You know, you can kind of start telling, you know, with people's how long they've been in the industry and their reputation and stuff. So kind of give
sometimes
you a good...
it's about where they worked before. Because the problem is that like there used to be a lot of these companies that most of them don't exist anymore.
Yep.
And the problem is that it's not the fact that they don't exist. It's the fact that they've employed foremen and they've taught this foreman that style of business.
Right.
Where they blow up the customer, where they put a customer in a position where And this is not the situation where the customer doesn't tell you what they have. They told you everything. You have the inventory. But it's a situation where things get blown up, and at that point, it's on your truck, and they really are holding the stuff hostage, and it's getting to a point. It's not where we're trying to get paid for what we should get paid. It's where you're trying to get paid for the stuff you really shouldn't get paid on, right?
Right.
It's to that point. And the problem is that a lot of those companies, they don't exist anymore, but their disciples do.
Yes.
And a lot of those people, instead of learning what not to do, they decided to take that as oh, this is how we do things. This is how we make money. So unfortunately, that's the part where when you're digging, you want to make sure that they didn't work for one of those places.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you. There's, you know, with Movers Dispatch Board, our biggest thing is that building something on reputation and building a good reputation. We do have a star rating system. So after someone performs a delivery, you're able to rate them on both. If you pick up a load from a broker, you're able to rate the broker, vice versa. If a company's doing an interlining on a delivery, you can rate the company as well, so that each company that has a profile on our platform will have a star rating. And that is important because before that, there was really no way to rate on a B2B level. Yeah, you can go online and see what a customer, you know, has rated. Sometimes in the moving industry, especially because it is service and you're dealing with, a B2C client's always going to be a little bit harder and a little bit trickier. You know, sometimes people do have the extra charges and they do get upset because, you know, they had a lot more. Unfortunately, it's very common in the moving industry that you show up. Once you start packing, your stuff grows. For whatever reason, it always grows. All of us have more stuff than we thought we were going to have.
People always underestimate boxes.
Yeah, when you
they
get
always
in boxes,
do.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you start having more. But that comes in where you have a company who should know what they're doing, right? So if I were to look at an estimate and I see someone's moving out of a 2,000 square foot home, I already know they're going to have somewhere over 1,500 cubes on a truck. Like just common sense.
You know, they're probably, unless they specifically tell you they're not moving a single box and they're handling that yourself and the mover are not handling any of their boxes, you know they have at least 100.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least.
Very few don't have boxes. I can look at an estimate and then look at the size of a home. just on Zillow, simple, you know, Zillow, Google, Realtor.com, whatever. And I can see the house and I can see, okay, based on this estimate, this is way underestimated just by looking at live differently, you know. But with Movers Dispatch, where we're going to do the best that we can to try to keep the most reputable carriers. We obviously can't guarantee, I can't guarantee every single person's going to do an amazing job on our platform. But one thing I can say is that if we do start having complaints and it's a pattern of complaints on a specific, you know, carrier or a broker, then they may lose their spot on our load board because nobody wants a headache. We're all looking for good, you know, the purpose, the solution we're trying to solve here is to have good, reputable companies transport loads on a good, you know, a professional level. I'm not looking to build a scamming network.
Right. You know? And ultimately that's what all of us want to reach, whether you're doing what Nasrina's doing or what you're doing, what I'm doing. Right. We want reputable companies that do good work in the industry. We don't want the companies that do this type of stuff that gives us all a bad name. We don't want them in the industry, right? I don't work with unlicensed companies. I don't work with companies that have horrible ratings. I don't, for that same reason. I'm very specific about that. And we need to, I think, as service providers, in my case, in Nasreen's case, that work with movers, that work with brokers, right? We need to uphold that standard. We need to make sure that we don't work with those companies. That way we all know who the bad players are that end up giving us a bad name. Absolutely. Right? I think that's extremely important. So Nasreen, what makes your product different from others, such as Internet Truck Stop, for example? Everybody knows.
Absolutely. So we have not put any freight on there as far as general freight. So what you're going to find on Movers Dispatch Board is everything that's going to be directly related to household moving. It's built for the moving industry, for, you know, companies who are licensed to haul household goods. So if you're hauling general freight, this would not be the platform for you. It would be for anyone who's licensed to haul household goods. So that's kind of what sets us apart from other load boards. The other thing is, as time goes, we're going to build additional features and functions that will help movers with situations like labor, finding labor in certain cities. That, let's say you've got a truck that's going to Cincinnati, Ohio, and you need labor in that area. We're looking on to building on a network to where you can find local help that's been background checked and they've got their ID uploaded, and you know who you're bringing into someone's home.
That would be pretty awesome. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people have a hard time with. Obviously, they're looking for unloading help and stuff like that to cut down their costs and everything. So
absolutely. So how that would work is we would just have a database, and where these helpers are can, you know, sign up to the database, basically pay for their background check, upload their ID and their information, and then they're basically a valid person versus having to go to like some of the online platforms where you just pick up some random labor or show up to the local hardware store and pick up some random guys off the street. You don't know who you're bringing to someone's home. That's a big liability right there. Absolutely. So I think that's where a lot of bad stuff happen, damages, you know, people coming in there not really caring about or not have the experience to know how to unload and put furniture back together properly. So the other thing too, is you're able to do document sharing for the bill of lading and inventories on Movers Dispatch Board. You're able to create users for your drivers. So if your driver is over the road, you can assign loads to them. So that way, while they're over the road driving, they can see the paperwork for whatever load they're going to pick up without having to, you know, email it and so on and so forth. And then after a job's completed, you can upload the documents back onto Movers Dispatch Board and it sends them straight back to the original person, whether it be the moving company that you're interlining a load for or the broker.
And that's awesome, because if people are doing what they're supposed to do on that part, I mean, I know as a sales rep for multiple moving companies, at times one of the hardest things I had is whenever there was a long distance shipment going out, it took forever to get yourself on the paperwork. And I would be usually I would be the guy to call the customer after pickup and say, hey, you know, I got this job. Let's go over your inventory. You have more stuff. you know, or whatever. So it's like, it's, you're trying to get that paperwork in your hands because you're trying to do a good job. And when it's not getting in your hands when it needs to get there, it becomes a problem because customers calling, they want to know when their stuff is going to be going out. At the same time, you need to charge them. So there's, you know, there's a bunch of things that happen with that. And obviously, if there's issues on delivery, you know, you want to make sure that that's, you have that paper in front of you to know what was the issue.
Absolutely. The other thing we're doing in January, a couple of big things happening on Movers Dispatch Board. We're changing the way our subscriptions work. You'll be able to join at no charge if you're posting loads or posting trucks. So you can post as many trucks that you have as well as loads. The only time you have to select a subscription is when you start accepting or requesting loads that you want to actually transport. So that's a really nice feature. The other thing we're doing to help kind of backtrack on the reputation situation, we're integrating the API with FMCSA. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you look at the company's profile, instantly you'll be able to see their licensing, whether it's active and their insurance information. So that way you're not having to dig. Some people don't know how to do that, even though it's a simple, you know, just go to the safer web and pull that up. But
I use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it all the time too.
Like, look, I got Safer Web and Better Business Bureau saved on my computer. That's the moment I have to compare company A to company B. If I have somebody that's scheduled an appointment with me on Calendly, guys, I am checking you out. When we're going to have a conversation, I already know if you have a license. I already know what your BBB rating is like. I already know if you don't have a good or a lower rating than you should have because you didn't answer a complaint from somebody. I already know this because I need to know who I'm going to be dealing with and why is there an issue that I could see being fixed? Or is it a point where you have 50 complaints, you've responded to every single one of them, and no matter what I suggest, you're still going to have that F rating, you know? So it depends.
Absolutely.
So that stuff, you need to know what you're doing. You need to know, frankly, what your competition is doing. You need to know everything you need to do in order to do well in the industry. So yeah, that all of that stuff is so extremely important. So Nasreen, let me ask you this, because obviously listening to this, I'm sure everybody has that thought in your head. How much does your service cost?
Absolutely. Very easy. So we've got four subscription plans. Okay. The lowest plan is $199 a month. That gives you 10 loads. So you can take 10 loads in a month in that given, you know, 30 day, $199.
$11 a load.
Correct. Next one's $299. That gives you 25 loads. And then
your price per load goes down.
$399 is unlimited. You can take as many loads as you want off the load board. So $399 a month. A broker subscription is $499 a month. That's if you're a broker and you're posting pickups on there. So that would be $499. And they have unlimited for $499. In comparison to what some independent dispatchers are charging, the average rate in the industry is about 10 cents a cube for if you're going to hire a dispatcher, a third party dispatcher to, you know, find loads for your truck. So if you're loading a semi, that's like $600 for a full semi. So if you compare that in comparison to what I'm charging for a monthly subscription, it's $12, you know, nothing for a load. That's really pennies. It's not a lot. I feel like it's a pretty fair deal.
I guess we'll find out based on the amount of people that contact you to talk about your loads after this comes out. So that's going to be interesting to see. But okay, great. So of course, I have to ask this question. You being a woman on the podcast in a very, very male-dominated industry such as moving, what are some of the challenges that you have faced? How have you overcome them? And what advice do you have to women that are already either in the industry or looking to potentially get into the industry?
Absolutely. So I got into the industry, I was in my 20s. So I was 24 and I wasn't taken seriously at first. Obviously being young, being female was difficult at first, but today, I don't have an issue with that. I don't see myself any differently than, obviously I am different than the men, but as far as my knowledge and my know-how of what I'm doing in the moving industry, I'm very confident. And I think once people really get to know me and know what I'm capable of doing, I think then that's when they realize, okay, you know what, she knows what she's talking about. And I think I'm respected at that moment. But I think there's always, you know, initially people don't really take you seriously. I was surprised because probably a couple of months ago, I was talking to someone and he said, you know, you're going to have a hard time with Movers Dispatch Board. You're a woman in a male industry. And I said, that's fine. I respect that if that's how you want to look at it. But soon on, we kept talking and him and I had a pretty good conversation. And by the time by the time our conversation ended, he said, call me for anything you need. Like he was impressed with me. And the conversation, you know, initially I wanted to hang up on him, but then I said, you know what? No, I'm not going to think like that. I just need to, you know, I respect everyone's opinion and that's fine. So I think there's some challenges, but nothing that would stop me from doing something.
Obviously you guys listen to the podcast, you know, I've had quite a few business women. They were either in high up positions in big moving companies, or they were owners of moving companies. So to be frank, I have strong respect for women in the industry because you do have to deal with the stigma of not knowing how to do it because you're not a man and you can't lift a super, super heavy piece of furniture. But reality is this, I think you hit it on the nail that it is about the knowledge. And at the end of the day, knowledge, experience, perseverance is something that allows you to move on and be able to get through. Because at the end of the day, we're all talking dollars and cents. At the Absolutely. End of the day, moving companies are talking dollars and cents. So if you're somebody that can take it with a grain of salt, I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that won't make you feel uncomfortable. Unfortunately, there are. But there are in any industry, whether it's moving life. Or something else. It's life, yeah. Unfortunately. And, you know, you're going to run into it. But I think that by keeping your nose down, working hard, and I think that learning as much as you can, being open to learning as much as you can, is what's going to allow you to persevere and reach your goals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I talk to people and I said, hey, I've done a lot of things in the moving industry. I started off with, you know, doing sales. I've done customer service. I've done claims. I've done dispatch. I've done a lot of it. There's only a couple of things I have not done, which you're going to laugh at if I tell you. I've never loaded a truck. I do shop at Costco though. So I could stack a truck if I needed to. I could see a truck and tell you if it was stacked properly or not. That I could do.
Okay.
I've never driven a truck.
So, the only thing that sure I haven't that done, there's only one thing I haven't done. I haven't driven a semi. That was it.
Yeah, I haven't driven a straight truck. So I've never driven a big truck. So I'm not sure about that part, but maybe with the proper training, I'm sure I could do it.
Yeah.
But everything anyway, else, as far as the, you know, office side of things, I've done a lot of it. And I think that's where, you know, my knowledge comes from experience of a long time, you know, 20 plus years. So I've seen a lot, I've done a lot, and I've tried, and I've failed at a lot of things. I've done some things and I, you know, realized that, hey, I did this wrong. I need to do it like this, you know, so it's all a trial and error. And
I think you need to go through failure sometimes in order to achieve success, because at the end of the day, it's, look, if I start talking to you, what are you going to respect more? Somebody that has gone through some experience and some tribulations, or somebody that's going to rub their nose at you and basically say, oh, well, I'm this and what are you, you know? So at the end of the day, we want to be able to, unfortunately, there's very few people in life that learn from other people's mistakes. I wish I was one of them. I'm not. I learn from my own, and trust me, I've made quite a few of them in my life. And, you know, from some I was able to do. In other cases, I had to go through that again and again and again in order to finally get to a point where I wasn't making it again. And it's difficult. It's life.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to learn from your mistakes. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's this trial and error. And with launching Movers Dispatch Board, when I initially launched, I thought, okay, well, I would be set for a little bit as far as development, but that wasn't the case. It was like every month, improvements and enhancements, and develop new little features, fix things, made things a little easier. You know, now with the big change in January with changing the subscription model a little. So just constantly trying to transform and transition and change to where it would be user friendly, where it is easy. And the nice thing too about Movers Dispatch Board is that there's no long-term commitment required. So you can join month to month. You don't have to sign a year's contract or two or three or sign in for a long time. And I think that's really important, at least to get people started and going.
Yeah, in your field and what you're doing, I think that is important because people need to try it out and see if it works, if it doesn't work.
Right.
With me and what I do, I can't do that, unfortunately, because the type of service that I offer, a month of my service is not going to show you enough. It may, but it may do something completely opposite. You join me in June when jobs are flowing, you're going to see something completely different than what you would see in December or January.
Absolutely.
So it's not like you want at least a 6-month period where you're able to evaluate, because otherwise a month is not going to tell you anything. You'd love for that to be the case, but you know, any call center that's out there, any of my competitors that are out there, they can promise you the skies, the moon, and everything else in the world. They can promise you a certain booking percentage. I never promise a booking percentage because there's a lot of things that impact that go beyond being a great salesperson or having a great sales team. There's a lot of parts. So 6 months would give you a full picture of what you should expect from month to month, from season to no season, et cetera. I think that's extremely important.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of factors that affect that. It's kind of similar with the, you know, SEO, which is totally off subject for us, but with those kind of services where you, you know, doing all of, you know, the brand building and the.
Right. Well, I can tell you guys now, we are.
The long-term thing. It's not a short commitment.
Right. We are now working with a big time marketing company. So if anybody is interested in really souping up their social media, we have a solution for you that we can talk about. So reach out if that's something that you're interested in talking about, because we can talk about that now as well. But anyway, this has been a pleasure. We can obviously talk about all these subjects over and over again, but we don't have all the time in the world. And frankly, we want you guys to listen and not get bored. So thank you very much for joining us on the podcast. And as I always say, the world moves on its own. So let the professionals move yours for you. Thank you very much for joining us, Nasreen.
I love that. Thank you, Yuri.
Thank you.
All right.